Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have. Alessandra said, do you have any tips on how to choose the best grey to wear? It seems to be the only neutral that I just can't seem to get right. I would suspect, Alessandra, it's because it's not the right neutral for you. Some people are grey people, some people are not. And this comes down to your colouring. So generally, you'll find that when you have grey in your hair or greyish, you know, eyes that are grey, like a blue grey or something, greys can work really well. And I often find, like, as a light ashy blonde, I also find grey works for me now, but I never found it worked well when I was a dark brown, brown black hair. I found when I had, even though I was cool, that depth of colour, that intensity of colour meant that grey was actually too soft and too muted for me. Whilst, you know, my black, my, you know, dark browns and my navies were much better neutrals. Now that I've gone light, I find I can do the grey. And my colour's also softening down a bit. It's not as bright as it used to be. And so therefore I can wear the greys more easily in a way that I couldn't wear them before. So the thing when we're thinking about grey is grey, black and white are both cool undertones. So when you mix them together and you get grey, you essentially get a cool colour. So if you have warm colouring, you'll find that greys are really hard to wear. Now we can warm a grey up by making it a green grey, yellow grey or a taupey grey, so kind of brown grey. But if there is nothing about you physically that's grey, this will be the reason that just greys aren't good for you. They'll just be washing you out. Also, greys naturally a muted colour or a smoky colour. And if you have bright colouring, grey is just dull on you. So just avoid it. So this will be why I think that you are finding that grey is not the right colour for you. But there'll be a point in your life, I'm sure, when you start going grey. And if you embrace your grey, that is when grey will be great. So, you know, leave it for now and embrace it in the future. Hopefully that helps. Okay, next question comes from Elaine. This is a biggie. How do I sort through all the information? I've realised that style is more than just body shape. And apply this to my current closet. It seems huge. And it is true. I think one of the things is we assume that style is kind of, I just need to know my body shape. And that's where a lot of people start. I need to know my body shape. But then you can discover your body shape and know what physically suits you. But you are still lost. And this is because, I mean, I have like 9 keys to unlocking the style puzzle, and it's actually more than that. It's just that I'd already written the post when I worked out that there was more. So when we think about style, there are so many elements of style. There is the colours that suit you, the shapes, so your body shape, but then there's also the body proportions, that's how long garments should be. We've got body variation, so they're the added bits and pieces, such as, you know, bust size, whether you've got fuller upper arms, if your ankles are slimmer or wider, you know, your calves, your thighs, saddlebags, pot bellies, all sorts of things like that. There are so many different body variations as well that we have to layer over the top. So that's just kind of the body elements. Then we've got to look at what suits your personality, who are you, and how you like to express yourself through your style. So even when we can know a shape, I mean, something as simple as patterns comes into this equation. Do I like florals, animal prints, stripes, checks, abstract prints, stylized prints, large prints, small delicate prints, polka dots, you know, gingham check. I mean, like, the list goes on and on and on. So even that, you know, like, I can have the shape and the style, but do I like the pattern? Then there is the kind of fabric. So what kind of fabric suits your body shape? Do you want drapey fabrics? Do you want fluid fabrics? Do you want soft fabrics? Do you want stiff fabrics? Do you want shiny fabrics? Do you want textured fabrics? Do you want, you know, like fluffy fabrics? I mean, fabric comes into this as well. So, I mean, that's just a few elements of style. I've just, you know, listed there. You've got texture, you've got sheen, you've got the fluidity, the drape of the fabric. And then, you know, like, so all these things come back to you and who you are. And this is why, you know, when we think that style should be simple, I should just know, like, you know, what my body shape is, and that answers all the questions. Even just knowing what your colors, because with color, we've got the color, my ideal value, so how light or dark the whole outfit should be, and then how I put my colors together, what kind of contrasts I need, what kind of value contrast, so how light and dark, what kind of color contrast. Now I can see why you're confused, and I can tell you it's taken me a lifetime of study. I've been doing this for over 15 years now, all day, every day, and I still learn things. So please give yourself a break. Don't expect that it's actually really incredibly easy. I find that style is a journey, not a destination. And also too, you change and fashion changes as well. So what's available changes. And in fact, I just go experiment with one little thing at a time. And when you go, you know what I worked out? This is what I really like. Then move on to the next thing and work out what you really like about that. So it could be, you know, I'm just going to look at patterns, go through your wardrobe, notice what your favorite patterns are versus the ones you just never wear. That'll be telling you about something about you. And then you're learning, I like this, I don't like that. And maybe the reason you like these sort of patterns is they work better for you than those sort of patterns which don't relate to you as much. Because so much of style and developing your own style is building your own style house. It's coming back to you, your physicality, as well as your personality. And like, there's levels of what I call, you know, this comfort. We have a, you know, I have a physical comfort with clothes that many of us care about. Not everybody. There are some people who are quite happy to be uncomfortable in their clothes. The look is more important. Then there is an emotional comfort. How do I feel about what I'm wearing too? And then there's also can be a mental comfort. Is, you know, is it saying what I want it to say about me when I'm wearing this? So there's lots and lots of elements of style that have to come together. And this is why you feel so overwhelmed, because you've suddenly discovered that there's a lot more than you expected to, or you've suddenly realized that you don't actually know what you need to know. And they don't teach you this at school, do they? I certainly was never taught it at school. I grew up with no style, and didn't have a family. There was nobody in my family who had style either for me to learn from. It was all my own process of self-discovery and then doing my image consultant training and all those sorts of things that really has helped me understand. And this is why I love to share, because I know that you often feel lost as well. So really think about it. We just got all these little building blocks, and just start at, you know, at the base and just start building those blocks up. And this is why if you go, you know, every time I do a style quiz and it tells me something, I go, it's not really me. It's because you are layered. You're a unique individual. You're an interesting person. You have many layers, and you may not want to box yourself into just one style in the way that some people are very happy to box themselves up more. You may be someone who likes to have a much more broad style, or is much more chameleon-like, likes to dress with mood. And I know Jill Chivers and I have made some videos about things like this, about dressing, mood dressing, and things like that. Because like, I know for me, I'm definitely a mood dresser. Other people aren't. And this is going to influence everything, like the size of your wardrobe. We might like the idea of a minimalist wardrobe, but maybe it doesn't suit us. So there's all these sorts of things. So please be kind to yourself. And this is why I share, I mean, there's so much. I mean, Inside Out Style is the encyclopedia of color and style. You can just start building up. And this is why my programs are actually developed in a way that you just start from one level and you gradually build on that. To really figure out your style. But there is an awful lot of experimentation that goes along with this, because there is no one answer. I can't give you, you just do this, because, you know, it has to, in many ways, it has to come from you on the inside, and to express that on the outside. And only you know what is really on that inside. For me, I'm just guessing, and I'm not a mind reader, as much as I wish I could be sometimes. But yeah, hopefully that helps you understand that you're not alone. You're normal. So it's just start and read up and learn, and or come and do one of my programs, come and do 7 steps to really start help you evolve your style. And this is why my Evolve Your Style Challenge as well, that comes with 7 steps, 31-day style challenge, gives you just one tiny little thing to do each day. And it's doing that one little thing you start to learn about your own style in a way that if you're trying to do everything at once, it becomes impossible and it becomes overwhelming. And it sounds like you are in overwhelm. So it's time to kind of just, you know, not worry too much. Don't think you have to, please don't throw out your whole wardrobe. That's one of the biggest mistakes I see people make, where they think, I'm just going to throw it all out and start again. That is not the solution. It's getting the knowledge and the empowerment to really understand who you are and how you want to express yourself through your clothes and what really works for you. And that comes with knowledge. And you know, and that happens over time as well. This is where I see the styles of my Seven Steps members. I watch them and, you know, they often say, oh, look, I don't really feel I've got so far to go. But if you look back at where they started from, they are miles away from where they started. Their style has improved so much, but they realize that it's a never-ending journey. And that's why they can still feel that there is this further to go. So please don't give up. Because it really is such a great way to express who you are on the inside, on the outside, and really communicate with other people in the world before you even open your mouth. Annabelle has asked, how to distinguish between a more cool turquoise and a warmer turquoise? So with turquoises, really just as if we look at the color wheel. So when we're thinking about a color, if we're thinking about a turquoisey sort of green, so the more blue a colour is, if we're thinking about if I'm making a colour cooler, I add more blue. If I'm making it warmer, I add more yellow. So therefore, with a turquoise, the more green the turquoise, it means it's got a higher percent of yellow in it, the warmer it is, versus the more blue the turquoise it is, because it's got a higher percent of blue, the warmer it is. So now, I'm not sure how, because I just find that it's a bit hard to see these on camera. But if you have a look at these are warm turquoises and these are cool ones. So you can see these have a slightly more greenness to them versus these have a slight more blueness to them. They're both turquoises, but one is bluer, one is greener and one is bluer. Everything's always back to front on the camera, so I'm wiggling the wrong ones. So this is our warm ones and these are our cool ones. So really it's just going back to the color wheel. Whenever you are wondering about how do I get, you know, a green to be more warm, well, I'm adding more yellow to it. How do I get it to be more cool? It's got a bluer tinge. So if I'm looking at violet, how do I get a violet to be more warm? I add more pink to it. How do I make it cooler? I add more blue because I'm going towards the blue versus toward, you know, the other direction. So whatever the color is, that is just your really simple little trick. And this is why I love having a color wheel. It's just such a simple tool, but of course you can go online and there's a million color wheels there that you can look at and little things to play with. So thank you for your questions. Please keep sending them to me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Do let me know what you would like to know more about. And of course, if you want that help, if you want that guidance, come and join my Seven Steps to Style program, and you will get all the information you need and an amazing community of women who are incredibly knowledgeable and caring and sharing. They are brilliant, who will help you and give you suggestions and advice to help you improve your style in a way that is authentic to you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.